Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and I'd like to thank you for allowing me to come to Powell County Night to speak to you for a few minutes, to kind of introduce myself to you and to the people down here, and tell you why I'm running for family court judge, and hopefully I can convince you to vote for me in the family court judge race. My name is Samuel Bruce Harold. I'm an attorney. I'm married. I've got three children. My wife, Nan, she's the Youth Service Center Director at the Breathitt High School. We have Tyler, a 16-year-old. Sam Weston is 2.5, and Jaselyn Grace, she'll be 1 on the 14th day of this month. I tell you that so that basically so you can get to know a little bit about me, and one of the reasons that I'm running is because I am a family man, and if I'm elected family court judge, I would want to look over every case, and I would want to give everyone the same consideration I would give if my family was in front of a judge and someone to rule and be fair to my family. That would be, no matter who it is, that's what I would want to do as family court judge. I've been an attorney for 15 years. I'm an attorney that practices law. I do a lot of courtroom work. I know my way around a courtroom. Today I was in court. Yesterday I was in court. Actually, the last 4 days, Thursday and Friday of last week, I was in court. I'll be in court Thursday and Friday again this week. This week I'll be in front of three different judges all in this week. I've practiced law from Ashland to Pikeville all the way to I-75 and most of Eastern Kentucky. As practicing law and being in the courtroom all the time in front of different judges, I've seen things that work that a judge does in a courtroom. And I would take things that I've learned from different judges and apply in family court here in the 39th Judicial District that I think that would make it a more efficient court system. That's one of the things that I'm running for, is to make it a more efficient court system. When you come to family court, you're dealing with divorces and child support and custody, emergency protection orders, dependency and neglect and abuse cases regarding children. It's not a fun experience coming to family court. Anybody that's there, they don't want to be there. You know, nobody wants to go through a divorce. Nobody wants to have custody issues with their children. But there's ways that you can make it more efficient. You can be fair, and you can make rulings, be prepared. One of the things that I will do is, usually when an attorney wants to get something on the docket, they send it to the clerk's office about 7 days before court so that it's on the docket. I would have the attorney send me a copy also of that motion so I know what's coming in front of the court. I can review it. I can do legal research if I need to, and I can be prepared to listen to the case, and I'm going to listen to the case. And I'm going to listen, and I'm going to apply the law, and I'm going to make a fair and just ruling in every case. I'm going to be prepared so people can have a ruling, and they can get on them with their lives, and that's one of the reasons too that I'm running. I promise people is that I will always treat people the way I want to be treated in the courtroom. When I was growing up, my parents always said, you know, if you do what's right in this world, you'll go far, and also that to do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Treat people the way you want to be treated. That's the way I would do in the courtroom, no matter who it is, from the poorest person in the county to the richest person in the United States. I treat them all the same. They all would be treated fairly, and I would always try to do what's right in their case, no matter who they are. And that's the only thing that I'll promise anyone, and that's what you should expect. Treat people the way I want to be treated. Always be fair to them. Always I'll be prepared. And I always try to do what's right in every case. And I think if I do that, I'll make you a good judge. And that's why I'm running. And that's the only thing I'll promise you. And that's the only thing I should promise you. And you should expect that, though, when you come to court. And I'll do that. I thank you again for allowing me to come and talk to you a few minutes. I appreciate you consider voting for me. I think I'll do you a good job. And I always try to do what's right in a case. I always try to treat people fair and always be good. I'll always be treat people the way I want to be treated when they come to court. Thank you.
Good evening. Thank you, first of all, this evening for allowing me to be here. I appreciate the invitation. I count it an honor to be here with you folks tonight and those that are listening this evening. Let me introduce myself. My name is David Hale, and I am seeking the office of the state representative in the 74th Legislative District, which includes Powell County, Montgomery County, and Menifee County. When the redistricting lines were redrawn actually last year in 2013. Some of the counties were shifted around and moved from one district to another. The county that I reside in, I'm a lifelong resident of Menifee County, and that district was actually taken out of a district that it had been in several years and was replaced into the district with Montgomery County and Powell County. And I decided last fall to enter this race, and as I filed it around the first of the year, I found out that there was a lot of reasons that I decided that I wanted to seek this office. Actually, I have never held any political office in my life. I have never even sought a political office in my life. I've been very active in politics. I'm very active in this party. I have been very active in several campaigns over the years, but as far as actually seeking an office myself, I never have. But I decided that I was very disappointed, to use a term, with the politicians in Frankfort, and especially the Democratic leadership in Frankfort. I began to see what was happening there, and I found out that there was a lot of things that was being passed, a lot of laws that were being enacted, that actually the majority of the citizens, especially here in Eastern Kentucky, which tend to vote very conservatively, were not pleased with. I'm a pastor. I'm a pastor of a church. I have pastored a church in Menifee County for 16 years. I've been an evangelist and preacher for 23 years. So I guess there's a lot of people would look at that and say, well, that's kind of two odd things to bring together, is a pastor and politics. And some people have even actually questioned me on that. But I say, what better combination could you actually have? I hope that as I meet the citizens of this district, and I have been working this for about 3 months now, I'm actually in a primary race. There will be a Republican primary that will be held on May the 20th for these three counties. And I'm certainly hopeful that I will be successful in that primary. If I am successful in that primary, I will advance on to the general election against the incumbent, which is here in this district as of the present time. But I'm not here to make any reference to that individual. They're the representative now, and I'm just here to present myself. And I believe I could bring a lot of good traits to this office. I am actually a retired employee. I worked for 30 years for the Kentucky Department of Fish and Wildlife. I'm a 30-year retired employee of Kentucky Department of Fish and Wildlife, and have been very active in my community. Actually, 2 years ago in Menifee County, where me and my wife and one of our sons reside, I have two sons. One of my sons works for the Department of Agriculture here in Kentucky. My other son is an associate pastor at a church in Nashville, Tennessee. So where we lived in 2012, we had devastating tornadoes that came through our area. There were three people that died in the tornadoes. We had over 200 homes that were destroyed. We had over 40 homes that were completely, 200 that were unlivable and 40 that were completely destroyed. And at that point, I took on a role of what was called a long-term recovery chairman in that county. And since then, we have rebuilt over 200 homes in that county of people that lost their homes or was badly damaged. And so I have experience with working with people, but I certainly want to say to the citizens of Powell County and also the other two counties that I believe that I could do a fine job in being your state representative. And so I ask for your support in the May 20th primary. I thank you for allowing me to be here tonight, and it's a privilege to be with you and all of these other candidates. Thank you for letting me be a part tonight.
Good evening. I'm not a polished speaker as these gentlemen are, but I want to introduce myself. My name is Ben Berger, and I am running for the office of First District Magistrate. I've never run for a political office before, but I really see a need for that in our county. First of all, let me say thank you to WSKV for their hosting our forum this evening, and for the Powell County Republican Party. A little about myself. My wife and I live on the Dacha Farm, or formerly called the Burger Farm. We have two adult children. My son just finished his 5-year enlistment in the Marine Corps, and he had two tours in Afghanistan. And my daughter works at Whittaker Bank. My great-grandfather, Johnny Berger, started the Clay City Times. And my grandfather, Edmund Berger, Sr., continued and had ownership of it until the 60s when they sold it. I am a Navy, U.S. Navy, Vietnam-era veteran. I have been a quality assurance manager, and I'm now a project manager in an international food company in Mount Sterling. I have a degree in agricultural and food science and technology at University of Georgia. So that's a little about my background, who I'm at. And many of you know my dad as well, and a pastor here has been in Powell County. So why am I here? I believe the role of the county government is to protect life, families, to protect our property, and also the legal contracts that we have in our county. I believe that that the county government is not a substitute for the family or for the county social activities that happen in the county. I believe that taxes should be collected and raised, and funds raised for the basic functions within the county. And these taxes should be fair, reasonable, and most of all, regulated by you, the voter. The county government should be small and accountable, again, to you, the voter. As a district magistrate, I will ensure that the needs of the first district, which is the first and sixth precincts, are brought before the fiscal court and that their voice is heard. What are my goals? My goal is to support the growth and the development of our county, to assist the local businesses to become stronger, freer, and more competitive, to promote business-friendly environment of those infrastructures that the county can help, sewerage and electricity and roads. Also, to encourage civic faith-based participation in all areas of county life. That is very important to our county. And as well, my goal is to ensure that the fiscal court budgets are aligned with the needs of our citizens and identifying waste at all levels. So as a district magistrate, I will push for the meetings that we have every month to be having a clear agenda and available to the public. And I will also encourage all people in our county to attend. One of the things that is important in our county is the trust, and the trust of the government in our county is that the magistrates listen to the people, and that's one thing I promise to do. Thank you so much for your time, and I would encourage you May the 20th to vote. Thank you.
Hello, my name is Nina Everman. I'm a retired teacher from the Powell County Board of Education. I have a bachelor's degree from Eastern Kentucky University, a master's degree in rank one in education. I'm married to Doug Everman, and I have two daughters, Nicole and Christina. My parents are George and Betty Neal, and I have one sister, Sheila Begley. I've lived in the 2nd District for 41 years and have worked as election officer at District 9 for 42 years. I'm a small business owner, farmer, and resident in District 9. On May 20th, the voters of Powell County will make an important decision, a decision that goes beyond simply choosing a candidate for each office. You will not only be choosing candidates, but you will also be choosing the county's direction for the next 4 years. While Powell County is a great place to live and a great place to raise our families, There are a lot of problems here that need to be addressed. Finding a solution to these problems will involve not only the candidates elected, but everyone in the county, because it affects all of us. We all want the same thing, a great place to live, a place to raise our children and our grandchildren. As your magistrate, I want to focus on economic development, a safe and interactive community, and better roads for our county. I would like the opportunity to help Powell County's citizens get back to work. We need jobs here in the county. As magistrate, I want to be able to help direct spending and help better utilize our taxpayers' money. We need to also provide resources to help combat our local drug problems. If elected, the physical court must also invest now for the future of our youth. If elected, I would like to help explore ways to also upgrade our road reconstructions. You know, I can't promise to fix everything that is needed in our county, but I will promise that I will do the best of my ability. I will work hard for you to always be available to listen, always get back to you with answers as to why or why not your request cannot be met. I've spoken with a lot of you, and I plan to see a lot more of you. But feel free to contact me if you have any questions. I would deeply appreciate your vote and support on Election Day. Thank you.
Thank you all for showing up this afternoon. I also like to say thank you to Ethan and to WSKV for taking their time to come out and put this on the airways to the Powell County voters. First of all, most of you know me. I'm Gary Hall. I am running for the Republican candidate for magistrate in District 2, Precinct 5 and 9. A little bit about myself. I am a lifelong resident of Powell County. I have lived at my current address, 816 Black Creek Road, Clay City, for the past 37 years. My parents are the late Albie and Billa Hall. I have two children with the late Ida Grace Stokely Hall and four grandchildren. I am married to Joyce Richardson Hall and have one stepdaughter and three step-grandchildren. I have had an enjoyable career with Delta Gas Company for the past 41-plus years. As of March the 31st, 2014 of this year, I officially retired from the Delta Gas Company. Much of the experience and the knowledge that I have gained through my career at Delta will be invaluable as a magistrate. And more importantly, the construction knowledge and experience while working with Delta Gas will be very valuable assets to the magistrate seat on the Powell County Fiscal Court. I believe it is very vital that we, as magistrates and the Powell County Judge Executive, work together as a team and step up to the plate and make a difference for the people of Powell County. I have never had a desire to be a politician, but now that I have grandchildren, I have decided that I can no longer stand back and complain. I have always been told, never judge someone until you walk a mile in their shoes. So I'm asking you, the voters, to let me walk that mile for you. I promise to stand on integrity, honesty, and strong moral values. Although only voters of District 2, Precincts 5 and 9 can help me with my bid for magistrate, I will always view the position as working for all Powell Countyans. I will have an open-door policy through my cell phone for any problems, questions, or concerns that you may have if I am elected to represent your precinct. I ask for your vote and your support come May. Thank you.
Good afternoon. I want to thank WSKV. I want to thank the Republican Party for allowing me to speak tonight. My name is Ronnie Spencer. I'm a resident of Powell County. I have two sons, William Spencer and Robert Spencer. I am a candidate for the District 4. I believe in good hard work, and I believe in our sewage need to be put in, our waters need to be put in on districts that ain't got them. I believe we can work on that. I believe we can work on the roads and get them where they're draining proper, and just, as the old saying goes, just good hard work is what we're needing in the district. Also, the tourism is important in my district because that is a financial gain for this. We have the Red River Gorge, we have the Natural Bridge, and we want to support the tourism. And we appreciate all your vote. We appreciate everything that we can do. Like Gary says, I want to be an open-door policy. I want y'all to be able to call me anytime y'all got a problem. I want to represent you, and I do want to be a full-time magistrate and be available when you're needing me. Thank you all.
Good evening. My name is Pam Congleton Angel, and I would like to apologize for my voice. I know my family will be very happy if it leaves. They'll get a little break. But I'm running for county clerk. Of course, you know my dad and mother, James and Margaret Congleton. Dad used to be sheriff here, and my uncle Elmo Congleton was sheriff. My mom, everyone knows her, Good Candy. And, of course, I'm married to Wayne Angel. I had no idea that I would run for county clerk. I worked 6 years in the sheriff's department and then over 13 years Kentucky River Foothills. And due to program cuts, of course, myself and another girl was laid off. And I thought, I've always wanted to run for something and represent our county, and this is what I have chosen. I love both opponents that's running. I love their families. But, you know, I would like to be close to my mother and dad. I'm blessed that I still have my mom and dad with me, and I would like to work close to where I can be around them and not have to, you know, drive away. And I have several ideas. I would like the county, though, to help me. How you feel, tell me how you feel. And it's open door policy with me. Anything. You know, I know the working people, they need to get in there. You know, they can't. I know how, and everybody knows how it is. When you get off work, you can't just run, you know, certain hours. And I need to talk with people, and I'd be happy to listen to them and do several different changes within the office. And another thing you need to, everyone leaves, you work for the people. You know, you don't, when you get to feel like that you're you need to step down and let someone else take over, because I've watched it, not saying that anybody in there has done that, but you work for the public, and the public is, you know, they're your livelihood. So that's, I know, you know, this is going to be kind of short for me. Anybody that knows me, I could probably talk 2 or 3 hours. But I thank you, and I appreciate it, and I would really like for you to vote for me. And thank you so much.
Man, I can't beat any of that. First of all, you know, thank you to the Powell County Republican Party Chairman for having us, WSKV. And just want to say that the group up here in front, fine bunch of people. You know, can't ask for anybody better. But enough about y'all. I'll go ahead and talk about myself a little bit. My name's Eddie Barnes, and I'm running for Powell County Judge's Executive. And I'm married to Dawn Barnes. We've been married for about 26 years now and have 4 kids. I have Megan, William, Ashley, and Gracie. And then we do have the boss, Kaylin. She's 2 and a half and fixing to have another one. So got a good life right now. And just to tell you a little bit about myself, right now I work as a senior paramedic firefighter with City of Winchester Fire EMS. And I have been for about the past 16 years. And I've been in public service for the past 28 years. I've worked for Powell County as a servant. I was a deputy director of emergency management. I was a deputy sheriff and director of the ambulance service, paramedic, firefighter, and I've tried to give back to the community what they've gave to me. What they've given to me is a wonderful place to live. Okay, now that in mind, people's asked me. They says, well, if you get elected, what are you going to do with all your jobs? And I'm eligible to retire from the city of Winchester. I was August of last year, so I'm going to retire, and I'm going to have one job, okay? So that's the main thing. Now, what can I offer you, okay? Number one, one of the things that I think is very important about Powell County is the budget. We have to maintain a good budget as far as the judge and fiscal court, but other things is jobs, okay? We have to be aggressive about getting jobs. There's a lot of people, the unemployment rate here is 9.1%, and found out that instead of Powell County growing, we're actually shrinking. We're losing people, okay? And by losing people, we're losing people to Clark, Montgomery, Estill, Powell, Wolf County and stuff like that. And we have to get these people to stay. And by that, we have to put them to work. And by doing that, we have to be aggressive. We have to give incentives on coming in here. And by incentives, we put people to work, and it's like a little circle of life. We give them incentive, people gets to work, and by them getting to work, then they're going to start making money, they're going to live here, they're going to buy here, and by them working, we're going to collect payroll taxes. Okay, so it's a good little circle there. Other things is that, and this is my personal opinion, is, yes, we do have a drug problem here in Powell County, okay? And I see that some people that I've talked to, it's not by their choice, okay? Their choice is that they've gotten down on their luck, their life. It's just everything has gone wrong, and so they've turned to drug and alcohol. And that's another thing. If we get them back to work, who's to say that we can bring some of these people out of the drugs? We're not going to fix the whole problem, okay, because it's bad. But we need to try to get these people back to work. Second thing is grants. I want to be aggressive on grants. If you don't ask for it, you won't get it. Simple as that. We've got a grant writer here that we need to utilize a lot. And, in the past, I've written a grant to get all the law enforcement officers' radios. Just found out yesterday that I'm, getting Middle Fork Fire Department a fire truck, a 1981 American LaFrance, and it's getting donated to them. And that's the things that we have to do. We have to be aggressive about trying to help our people here. Other things is, emergency services, of course, being a firefighter, paramedic, and all this. 1 minute's already up. I want to get aggressive about putting them on the front burner, getting y'all best of the best services, okay? Another thing is please vote for me May 20th, and by voting for me, I will get in there, and I will have an open-door policy. You come in, talk to me, we'll work things out. Remember, I'm elected by the people, and I'll be for the people, and that's the main thing. Thank you, and please vote for me.
Good evening. My name is X Snow Jr. I'm a Republican candidate for judge at the executive. I live in Powell County on 3051 Snow Creek Road, and I feel like I'm well qualified for this position, mainly because I have proven a leader and a motivator. If you look around in the county, you will see that I've had several masters as students, for 4 years. I had two former judges. Matter of fact, the current judge, I had him as a student. And I have just learned just a while ago, a representative, I had him as a student back in 1970. So I probably should have been a political science teacher. But I have taught agriculture for 27 years here at Powell County and a couple years over Menifee. And I feel like that I am well qualified for this position. if elected. I do have a plan, and this is a plan, not a promise. Number one is I'm going to unite the people. Will you realize it or not, Democrats really outnumber us here in Powell County. We got to work with them. That's one big plan in order to get something done. Number two is I also plan on improving the water supply. We got to look at this, population increasing. If we're going to get jobs here in the county, we definitely got to find a better source of water. That's two. Number three is the youth. These are the leaders of tomorrow. We got to do something about the drugs. We got to have some more recreation for these students out here, besides just driving around town, which we did a lot back when we was in school too, but it wasn't drugs related like it is today. So I think if we can do that, we can cut down on some of this drugs. Number four is, I'm planning on, excuse me just a minute, my throat's getting raw. I'm planning on, the water supply we talked about, fine. We also were going to discuss the, I'm sorry, I have lost my little touch right there. I did not have it. But jobs, we've got to create some jobs here in the county, and it is hard to bring jobs in, as you know, on a national level and all. But I think if we can really improve the water system and all of that and work with our senators and representatives, that we can get some jobs here in this county. It's very important that we do this. Even if it's just 100 jobs or 200, it'll help our economy a whole lot. Now, if I am elected, I promise I will work with these, and I mean Democrats too, because I work with them now. I'm the only Republican on the fiscal court. You got to work with them if you're going to get stuff done. Okay? So I do plan on doing that. And if we can have a good election day, and I do want to thank my opponents. It's been a clean race, and I'll never will forget these two. It could have been worse than what it is, but if we have had a good, clean race, nobody has bad-mouthed nobody. So I do thank Randy and Lauren's over here for that. But go out and race. If anything, I'd like to leave with you. It's not what the county can do for us. It's what we can do for the county. If we all combined each other, I'd like to see a big bunch at the courthouse at every meeting. Now, we got one or two sitting back here has not missed a meeting one. Okay, because I haven't missed no meeting, no special meeting left. I feel then serving the people is that important. Thank you very much.
My name's Randy Bowen. I think everyone in this room knows who I am, and probably who's listening knows who I am. I run for county judge executive before. I've got beat before. A lot of people says, why do you keep trying? Let me tell you something. If you firmly believe in something very hard, very much, then you'll put everything you've got into it to getting that job done. 4 years ago, I ran. I brought the papers here. They come back with one ad about a week ago, and everybody's talking about jobs, 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 jobs. That was 4 years ago. This time, there's been very little said about jobs, but 4 years ago, those people said they had ideas. I never lied to the people 4 years ago. I said, I will do everything I can to bring jobs here, but there is no industrial jobs out there to bring. That's just the facts of life in this in our country right now. There's another 119 counties in the state of Kentucky wanting jobs, just like Powell County wants, but they're not available. But Powell County is a gold mine. Why? We have tourism. A lot of you are going to look at it and say, tourism, tourism, we hear that all the time. All we want to do is let a few people build some cabins, and that's their money. Tourism is a lot more than cabins. Let me tell you something. If things is done in this county, there's no reason when you drive into Powell County from Clay City to you get out of Powell County at Slade, we should be wall-to-wall businesses, just like Pigeon Forge, just like Gatlinburg. It affects everybody. That is why I'm saying the jobs are available. If you will put somebody in office that will go to these people and see that they can come in here. We have a lot to offer in this county. It's never been utilized. This has gone on for years. Back to the industrial jobs, Powell County lost out probably 20 years ago when we did not do like Montgomery County and Clark County and started building industrial facilities to handle industry jobs. We don't have that. We don't have that right now. So we have to turn to what we do have to create jobs in our county. Probably a lot of you know, I am the liaison for Senator Albert Robertson. What does that mean? That means that I can do anything that the senator does other than file a bill or vote on a bill. If anybody needs anything in this county, I can do the same thing to Senator Robertson. I am in contact with Senator Robertson probably every day, sometimes more than once a day. I'm glad to say that I am a personal friend of Congressman Andy Barr. I keep his number in my pocket 24 hours a day. I probably don't tell a lot of people that because they would want you to contact the congressman and for favors. And being a friend of Andy, I wouldn't do that to him. But if elected county judge executive, I feel that I have Senator Robertson's voice. I would have Congressman Barr's voice to help bring this county into the point that it needs to be brought into. A little bit about myself. I've been married, soon be 43 years. I think the chairman here in the county can probably know how that is because he got married the night after I did. But anyway, I've been married to Shirley Means Bowen. We have two sons, Randy Kenny and John Patrick. I'm proud of my two sons. I have two grandchildren, Emma Grace and Emmett Mark. I'm a firm believer in hard work. I can assure you if elected, the physical court meetings will be open, and if you are elected as magistrate, the ones of you sitting out there, there will probably be more than one meeting a month because we got a lot in this county that needs to be done, and we will get it done. When we have our meetings, they will be face-to-face meetings with the people so everybody can see everybody, and there will be transparency for everything going on in the county. I can assure you that the county will be run completely different than the way it has been forever. And let me say something else about, I brought a paper here. I'd say some of you have probably seen the paper this week. Since 2008, in the state of Kentucky, we have registered 142,000 new Republicans to 10,300 Democrats. Why? I'll tell you why. People are tired of, and I'm sure some of you get on the internet here in the county, and it's keep the county blue. People, it's been blue. We haven't got anywhere. It hasn't done anything for us. I'm asking you to vote Republican. I can remember in 1969, the first time I ever worked in a race for two people, my uncle and Miss Bonnie Reed. She lost by less than 100 votes. She was the nicest lady I ever knew. And why? She was a Republican. That's why. I'm here tonight. Yes, I'm asking for Republicans' votes in the nomination. I can win this fall if I have your vote, because I have people that will help us once elected. I thank you for your time.
All right, I guess if there's no other questions or anything, I think all the candidates are coming. I think you all gave great speeches. Maybe we can all get together and have a big turnout in May, and may the best man win. So, a woman.